Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Toll, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no bullshit world. Because who doesn't want to contribute to society by helping those less fortunate than yourself, especially around the holidays? Speaking of which, we are going to be speaking with Rina De Assis, the director of the West Coast operations of Dress for Success today. Pretty excited to be speaking with Rina because they're doing some great things over there. It's a nonprofit organization who promotes economic development of disadvantaged women. Love that. We're going to be talking about that. Much like my charity, the Boulevard Zen Foundation, teaching the benefits of yoga to women and children survivors of domestic violence. But we're going to have some fun with that today for sure. And I first want to start by thanking yesterday's guest, co-host Jennifer Gaynor-Yaker. Yeah, Jen was in the studio yesterday. We were talking dating and finding your soulmate. So check it out in the archives, latalkradio.com/tolatalks. As well on my website, richtola.com, where you can also find the latest Rich Picks. Yeah, we went through all the episodes, about 40 episodes, shows. Wow, thinking of podcasts. Went through the shows and picked out some 2 to 3 minute clips. Really cool stuff. I think there's about 18 or 20 of them on there now. We're going to be adding to them on a regular basis. And because it's Halloween, or the week of Halloween, we fell a little short yesterday of our top 10. You know, we were going to do the top 10 best first dates. I think we got to about 8 of them. So we're going to maybe jump on over to my top 10 most frightful pickup lines. I put that together a little while ago, and that's kind of fun. So if we have some time, we're going to be talking about that. And let me get started here by saying what happened on this day in history. Wow, it's kind of interesting. My mouth has got to get a little quicker today, right? I got to get worked up. Well, here we go. In 1929, Black Tuesday, right? Remember the stock market crash triggered the Great Depression. Well, in 1945, the first ballpoint pen went on sale. Yeah, and in 2012, 2 years ago today, you guys recall, Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey, my home state, resulting in 110 deaths and $50 billion in damages. Also forced to close in the New York Stock Exchange. So well wishes to the families of those who perished that day. And I want to give some birthday shout-outs. We're going to focus on some artists today. Love the artists. Actress Winona Ryder is 43. Actress Gabrielle Union is 42. And actress Fiona Hughes is 55. Remember her? Well, I remember her from Staying Alive. That was the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, which, by the way, I flicked on the TV last night, and what was on? Saturday Night Fever. Wow, what a great film. That was directed by, the sequel, Staying Alive, was directed by Sylvester Stallone, so really enjoyed that, really liked her there. So, happy birthday, you folks, ladies, actresses, all excellent. On that note, let's move on over to the latest news, right? We go around the globe. Let's take a look. The first one, now you see him, now you don't. That's what we're calling it. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un, who recently disappeared from public view for about 6 weeks, he had a cyst removed from his right ankle. That's right. South Korea's National Intelligence Service told lawmakers during a closed-door meeting that the cyst found earlier this year, somewhere between May and June, they found it. It may have caused muscle or nerve damage, so it prompted him to have ankle surgery somewhere between September and October, they're saying, by a foreign doctor. That's right. European experts handled the surgery for tarsal tunnel syndrome. It's caused by a compression of the ankle. So, yeah, it must be a little painful because, you know, I know he was limping around, but he's believed to be recovering. But the cyst could reoccur due to his extra weight and heavy schedule. That's what they're saying. And the last time we saw him, he attended a concert with his wife on September 3rd. Now, he definitely was limping. I saw some video footage of that. And he reappeared on October 14th, and he had a cane. Walking with a cane, making some public appearances. So good luck to Mr. Kim. Get well soon. And hopefully you won't be using that cane very long. There you go. Let's move on. Another story. Gone Boy. Yeah, remember Gone Girl? We're calling this Gone Boy. What are we talking about? Unmanned rocket contracted by NASA burst into flames second after takeoff. Did you see that last night? It was headed for the International Space Station. It had about 5,000 pounds of supplies and experiments. The good news, nobody was hurt. And what's the bad news? Man, everything's gone. It's gone, all gone. Yeah, the rocket was carrying all sorts of things, including spacewalk tools for the space station, flight equipment, food, books, and computer resources for the crew. That's right. Officials from NASA said, why? You know, why did this happen? Who knows? But they said, we really don't have any early indications of exactly what might have failed, and we need some time to look at that. Yeah, I mean, things happen, right? But no worries for the space crew. Plenty of supplies on board the space station that will support them well into the next year. Yeah, they say it's going to definitely go through Mars, so they shouldn't have any issues there. And if the orbital can't resupply the space station, others can. Yeah, yesterday, Russian Soyuz resupply was launched. And SpaceX, that's a private company, they're on their fifth mission. They're going to be doing that in December. So no worries, guys. You're going to get those supplies soon, I'm sure. And as for the debris, yeah, this was in Virginia. You know, it was at Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. But, you know, the debris may wash up on the shores. If it does, you got to... What are we talking about? Ferrari. What an amazing car, huh? The iconic sports car maker splitting with his parent company, Fiat Chrysler, and investors will soon be able to join the club and buy shares in the U.S. and possibly on a European exchange. That's right. 10% of Ferrari shares will be up for grabs, while the other 90% of shares will be distributed to the current Fiat Chrysler shareholders. That's right. Chairman John Elkann of Fiat Chrysler said, quote, the separation of Ferrari will preserve the cherished Italian heritage and unique position of the Ferrari business and allow Fiat Chrysler shareholders to continue to benefit from the substantial value inherent in this business. No doubt. Crazy value there. It's definitely world-class and exclusive. Everybody knows that. Ferrari makes, check it out, I mean, if you don't know this already, they only make 7,000 cars a year. And why do they do that? To ensure demanding headlight design meant to stop traffic. Let me tell you, take a look at that car. It will stop traffic. I mean, that car, I have no idea what they're going to be charging for that, but they're only going to make 6 vehicles. Check it out. 6 vehicles. You need a personal invite to buy the car, and they've already pre-sold all 6. Yeah, no kidding. Anybody who's a billionaire, maybe Mark Zuckerberg has one of these, but they want to push into the ultimate personalization and exclusivity market. So pretty soon, I think now or maybe soon, you're going to be able to design your own car to your friends. Interesting, huh? Samaritan's Radar, it's called. It's currently available for Twitter users. Right. Once you download it, it sends an alert to your email address when a person you follow tweets phrases such as, help me, tired of being alone, hate myself, and need someone to talk to. What they did was they got academic experts to help them compile the words commonly used during these difficult times, or anybody who's potentially going to take their life may have used these. So they did that. They got the experts to figure it out. And in addition to flagging tweets, the UK-based, it's based in London, organization will help contact anyone you're concerned about 24/7. I mean, this is the real deal. And they said it's going to take some time to get it right. Well, why is that? Because right now, it's not too good at sarcasm or jokes. Of course not. I mean, it's got to figure that out. But the good news is there's some, that's a resource out there. Potentially save lives. Because every 40 seconds, someone in the world takes their own life. I didn't even know this number. There's more than 800,000 suicides each year, according to the United Nations report that came out last month. The report also analyzed suicide data from 172 countries. So here we go. Around the world, we got close to 1 million people. That's insane. Can't be doing that. So get the application, especially for your friends. Or if you're concerned, there you go, 24/7. Help is there, as well as prevention hotlines. You guys know all that. We talked about that on previous shows. Here we go. Next story. Trick or tweet. Did you hear about this? Well, this is kind of funny, but I don't know. Everybody gets up in arms about pretty much anything, right? People get upset over anything. Walmart. This is Walmart. It found itself sending apology tweets Monday after the Twitterverse raked it over the coals for a major goof on its website. Well, for whatever reason, the retail giant site featured a Halloween category called Fat Girl Costumes. Yeah, I took a look at that. Wasn't up for very long. And after Twitter users complained in droves, Walmart took down the section. It was basically a little section, collection of costumes that you usually find on the site's plus size women's section. So I don't know who the heck was working that that day, but they used that word fat. Everybody hates that word. It's actually a motivational word from my perspective, but okay. And it tweeted this out. Yeah, this is Walmart. Said, "This should never have been on our site. It is unacceptable, and we apologize. We worked quickly to remove this." Oh, well, I don't know if you found any costumes on that site, but I guess you'll have to go over and try those sexy Ebola containment suits. I mean, did you see that? I took a look at that. Sexy Ebola containment suit costume. I mean, what the hell's going on, people? But anyway, moving on. I want to give a shout out, finally, to the Kansas City Royals for beating the crap out of the San Francisco Giants last night in Game 6. Did you see that? Major League Baseball World Series. It was 10-0. I mean, I watch those Little League games where it's a 10-run rule. They call the game. And I was talking to a good friend of mine. We were on the phone last night about the time when it was 9-0. And she says, you know, they're going to get to 10. I'm like, eh. They get to 10, they should call a game. Well, they did force the game 7 tonight. It's going to be on at, I think the time for us, well, it goes on at what? 5:07, so it's 8 o'clock on the East Coast time. Yeah, going to be a great game. Game 7, who's going to win? Kansas City, San Francisco. Good luck, guys. You know, may the best team win. Okay, so we do have some time for my, hold on. Oh, I love that. We do have some time for, got to go with this. We're not going to have time to do it Friday. We have a band coming in on Friday. So rather than try to rush through it, let's do this here. All right, ladies, beware this holiday season. Don't be fooled by wannabe gigolos serenading you with my 10 most frightful pickup lines. Because we all know that ghastly pickup lines can scare the skeleton out of you and are mischievously laced with good old-fashioned bullshit that's meant to keep you talking so those blood-sucking bad boys can penetrate your sweet coffin and suck you dry. Well, I'm going to go through these. There's 10 of these. I'm going to read through those before Rena calls. So here we go. Number one. Ladies, you've all heard this. You live around here? Probably the most classic of frightful pickup lines from the most amateur of bad boys with no shot at scoring. That's right. He's just trying to bait you ladies into a conversation by asking you an innocent question. No chance, suckas. Here we go. Number two. Where are you from? I've used that one a lot. Notice how these four simple words could spark a conversation. Don't fall for it, ladies, or better yet, answer it with Barsoom. Love that movie. John Carter. Remember the planet Mars from the Edgar Rice Burroughs sci-fi and the movie. Or just a sweet smile that says cute, but not enough. This one, common. Number three. What's your name? Ooh, ouch. This one hurts just reading it, right? If she wanted you to know her name, you chucklehead, then she would have introduced herself in the first place. Next. All right, number four. Haven't I seen you in the movies? What do you think, she's an idiot? I mean, anybody using this line, hey guys, forget about it. What's that mean anyway? In the movies. I mean, what are we talking? Twilight or We Bought a Zoo? All right. So, I don't know what these guys are thinking, but this is a weak attempt at a complimentary statement disguised as a question that will touch upon your deep, deep, dark desire to be a starlet. Think again, my unoriginal friend. Your feeble attempt at flattery will get you nowhere. Number five. Well, this one, forget about this one. You're really hot. Really? Come on. You think this frightful pickup line will work? Are you kidding me? How many times you had this one, ladies? I mean, from every chucklehead on the street, just throwing bullshit against the wall and hoping it'll stick. Again, forget about it. Well, here we go. Number six. Don't I know you? Oof. Oh, my God. Of course she doesn't know you, you idiot. Don't you know that women are smarter than men and usually pay more attention when first meeting someone, especially a wannabe gigolo like yourself, trying to pilfer her trick-or-treat bag? If she already met you, then chances are you've already crashed and burned while trying to hit on her with another one of my 10 most frightful pickup lines. Remember that? Crashed and burned. Tom Cruise in Top Gun. Well, sometimes the guys have to crash and burn. I guess you can't blame these guys for trying, right, ladies? You gotta try, guys. All right, here we go. Have we met before? Oof. Now, come on. Notice how these are questions. Yeah, I was real good at that. Question. Because the nice gals, you know, they don't want to just blow you off, so they answer the question, or like, boom, you kind of lure them in, especially if you're at the bar having a couple of drinks. Have we met before? Come on, guys. It's a feeble attempt at striking up a conversation by asking another innocent question that requires her to really look at you before answering, because that's the tricky thing here. Have we met before? Now, you know, she's a bright gal. She's going to kind of look at you and say, I know this guy. Not sure. Can be a tricky one. Sneaks up on you, ladies. But don't be fooled. If you met him before, then you already know he's probably haunted by 50 shades of playerdom. Next. By the way, that's my favorite four-letter word. Next. N-E-X-T. We briefly touched on that yesterday with Jen about, well, if the guy's not right for you, you got to put your list together. When you go out on these dates, you want to determine what it is that you like about the person or what it is you're looking for in a soulmate. Because we did talk about that. Talk about soulmates, right? Because there's a soulmate out there for you. And if you're going on dates, use that as a time, per Jen, discussion with her yesterday. We said use that as a time to determine what it is that you want and put that list together. That list is important. I recommend that you write it down. So write it down when you come back. What it is that you like about the guy, what you don't like about the guy, but more importantly, what it is you're looking for in the soulmate. The more clearer you are in putting out your intentions to the universe, the more you're going to be rewarded. There's no doubt. No matter what you do, be specific. Whether it's work, whether it's men, women, you got to be specific. If you're all over the place, it's not going to reward you with that. I believe that. Got to do it. I mean, it kind of worked for me. I did these podcasts, right? This Get Your Shit Together podcast. Started in January, started doing podcasts. And, you know, I kind of had in the back of my mind 2 years ago, I did an interview with Sam, the owner of LA Talk Radio, interviewed me. And at that time, I was very intrigued. Well, my first radio interview was actually about, what was it, 2006. I got interviewed about this time in New York before I moved out here. And then, what, years later, Sam interviewed me. Kept thinking, I want to be on the radio. I do. And I don't know, years later, right? Started this podcast, but I set my intentions. I did. I was very specific, saying the podcast is going to lead to a radio show. And boom, it did. Same thing with men. Got to be specific. Don't just say you want a nice guy, you want a good-looking guy, you want a tall guy, you want a Jewish guy, whatever. Just got to be more specific than that. The qualities that are inherent in that person are more important than you just sort of randomly thinking, yeah, I want a good-looking guy, tall, dark, and handsome. Doesn't work that way. I don't think it works that way. I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but there you go. Let's go on to number eight. I like this one. Is that you, Vanessa? Or any other name? I'd never use that. Never use the one about, you know, trying to guess a girl's name, because, yeah, that's all bullshit, too. It's definitely one of those classic trick-or-treat lines, because if he's wrong, right, then who's he think you are? Some two-bit hussy who doesn't leave the impression. And if you met him before and told him your name, then he should at least remember the place where you met and not guess wrong. That's all bullshit, especially if you made a connection. And if he guesses correctly, well, then you got to go for it. He's either telling the truth or you're in for a real treat, or get ready for a wild hayride because he's a real psychic and a goblin with a bag full of tricks. By the way, anybody ever go on a hayride? I did. I went on a haunted hayride once. It's back in Philadelphia. I even know. Holy cow, man. I'm always showing my age on this show. It was 1985. Yeah, it was about this time. Yeah, went with a couple people. I had one of the best times I can remember. I mean, probably in my life, I had an amazing night. Haunted hayride. You finish up, you got the little fire going on, right? I mean, I don't know. I was hooking up with somebody at the time, probably one of these gals that I said, "Hey, is that you, Vanessa?" I don't know if that worked for me, but no, I did have a date that day. All right, here we go. Number 9. You have beautiful eyes. Oof. Or fill in the blank. Any synonym for the word beautiful. Because eyes, of course, you know, he's looking at your eyes. That means you got to look at him. Once again, let me ask my favorite question. What does that mean? Because any subjective comment complimenting a woman's asset, whether it be her eyes or her earlobes, is just that, subjective. It's just poking around. It's usually full of gigolo bullshit that's meant to move the conversation forward. Don't be fooled, ladies. If you have beautiful eyes, a wonderful smile, great legs, or whatever, you already know it. You've been told a million times. Beware of these Mr. Right Nows with frightful pickup lines that make you feel like they care. And that's important because there's a lot of Mr. Right Nows out there. And, you know, nowadays, if you're just looking for a quick little fun roll in the hayride, well then, go for it. But use protection, always. And if you're really looking for something serious, I met a gal the other day, 28-year-old gal, here in L.A., business-related. And, you know, she told me, she said, you know, a lot of kids my age, they're always looking to just hook up, fool around, because I'm just looking for the real deal. A lot of people out there are looking to make that connection. That soulmate's out there for you. Never give up hope on that one, for sure. Ladies especially. And if you're not feeling good about yourself for whatever reason, you got to change that right away. Change it. Get to the gym. That's the first thing you got to do. If you're not doing that already and sweating, because when you sweat, you feel so much better. Yeah, no doubt. Whether it's in, you know, fitness class, a boot camp, whatever, yoga, you got to do that. You got to take care of your body from the inside out. And we talk about that all the time. All right, here we go. Number 10. Ugh, somebody uses this line. You got to give them the boot. Do you believe in love at first sight? Another question. Give me a break. Come on, guys. What decade do you think this is? The psychedelic 60s where peace and love was all the rage? Come on, you could do better than this. It's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. Do you believe in love at first sight? Because if you were truly blessed with love at first sight, you wouldn't have to inquire about it. That's what Jen said yesterday. You know, a lot of guys, they know. They kind of know on a first date or whatever that, ooh, this woman's the one. But it'll just happen because it's meant to be and the universe wants it to be. I know. You know, it sounds like a lot of Zen master mumbo jumbo. It's not fit for a player like you guys, but think again, you ethereal chucklehead, and put your frightful pickup lines to bed. There you go. It's my 10 most frightful pickup lines, throwing that out there for the Halloween season. Yeah, be safe out there this Halloween. And if you find it in your heart, be generous. And be generous to an organization, much like Dress for Success. Let me give you that website. You can go check them out. Rena's going to be calling in shortly, so let me give a little intro before she does. Dressforsuccess.org. It's an international non-for-profit organization that promotes the economic independence of disadvantaged women by providing professional attire, a network of support, and career development tools to help women thrive in work and in life. Man, that's a powerful mission statement. You hear that? It is a powerful mission statement, and it's founded in 1997 in New York City. Yeah, everybody knows New York City. Now they're in 130 cities and 16 countries. To date, they've helped more than 775,000 women work towards self-sufficiency. Yeah, they have 5 signature programs. We're going to ask Rena about those. And LA alone served over 4,000 clients by partnering with over 160 community agencies. I guess that's what they do. We're going to learn more about that. And, you know, they're best known for providing suits to women, but it's much, much more than that. It's the employment retention program. It's the cornerstone of the organization because that's what it's all about. Getting out there, finding gainful employment, feeling good about yourself, being productive, making money, putting some shekels in your pocket so you can go out and spend some money on yourself. So Rena, she's the director of the West Coast. She runs the West Coast here. She's a, let me give you a little background on her. Really cool. 12 years experience in the corporate agency and nonprofit sector. Yeah, she's She's all about nonprofit. She's also a marketing communications consultant and freelance writer. She's been published in Forbes, CSR Wire Talkback, and the Women's Conference, just to name a few. She's also a contributor for the Huffington Post, which I read on a daily basis, and Maria Shriver's website. So she's definitely all about empowering women. She's the recipient. Damn, what is wrong with my mouth today? Maybe I got to drink some more water here. She's the recipient of the President's Volunteer Service and YWCA's Women of Achievement Silver Medallion Awards. She's got a couple awards under her belt for sure. She's active. She's a hands-on volunteer. And when she's not volunteering, she immerses herself in music, writing, the healing arts, or embracing a lifestyle of health and sustainability. Well, everybody knows about sustainability. Well, Rena, I mean, you got a great background here. And she's all about, like I said, empowering women, runs this company on the West Coast. There's a lot going on here on the West Coast for sure. The healing arts, I love that. Got to kind of try to heal yourself, people, if you can. Always want to embrace a lifestyle of health and sustainability, right? Using products that are meant to be good for the environment, not to ruin the environment. So we're going to talk with her. She's going to be calling in shortly. And let's talk about all the good things that they're doing, because why does it matter to help other people, especially those that are disadvantaged and especially women in particular? And I found that this company, right, you guys may have read about that, the Boulevard Zen Foundation, on the heels of my film, Boulevard Zen. Let me take a little swig here. Wow, when you're riding solo here, I get it. You know, you got to kind of squeeze in the water when you can. But no, I believe in that. I mean, helping women and children in particular, and yoga for me was something that changed my life, empowered me. So I wanted to give back, started a company to do that, a nonprofit to go into these shelters, because women, when they're in the shelters, they're not staying there for very long. The idea is to get them in and empower them. Oh, here she is. So let's get started. I want to talk. Here's Rena. Let's see. Hey, Rena.
Hi, how's it going?
Awesome. Well, welcome. I just gave a little preview of your background and Dress for Success. So, wow, great stuff you guys are doing there.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, I love it. So tell me a little bit more about the five. I mean, because I gave everyone a preview of what the company does. You've been around since in New York City in 97. Talk about the five signature programs.
Yeah, of course. So our five signature programs are varied. Oftentimes people know us for our suiting program just because of our name is Dress for Success, but we actually have programs that truly focus on helping a woman be self-sufficient. So we have our suiting program, which is where a woman can't even afford a suit to wear for an interview. So we provide her from head to toe something to wear for her interview. And then when she lands a job, she can actually come back for up to a week's worth of clothes. Then we have our career center, where a woman can come and set up an appointment with a career coach, go over her resume, or maybe just do some mock interviews. And then we have the bread and butter of our organization is actually our job search program and job retention program. It's called the Going Places Network, and we have a 9-week program where we teach women the skill sets that they need in order to land a job, and meeting with different presenters throughout LA who are actually oftentimes hiring professionals. And then we have a professional women's group, which is a program set up for women who are just new on the job and maybe they just need to freshen up their skills so that way they can learn and how to be successful in their current job and grow in their career. And then the other two programs are financial literacy, which is, of course, important to learn to be financially independent and how to manage your money and how to stay healthy.
Wow, it's like soup to nuts.
We try. Yeah. Well, all-encompassing, I suppose. We try to follow a woman in every phase of her career.
Now, let me ask you, 1997, because I didn't see on the site, was this founded by one individual or is this a company that founded? Who founded Dress for Success?
Yeah, so Nancy Lublin, who is now with Do Something, was a former law student back in the day, and she had $5,000 of her inheritance that she received from her grandfather to start the nonprofit. And she started it back then in New York, working with, I believe, two other nuns and possibly a basement of a church. And now we've grown to this international organization, and we're in over 17 countries and 135 cities.
Wow. Look at that. $5,000 in a basement.
It's amazing the things that can happen in a Twitch basement. But you always love those stories, right, where someone's like, I only have $200 and a phone in my empty apartment, and here I am now, I'm a millionaire. So it's, I mean, obviously this is also your background, where if you are passionate about something and you invest the time and energy, you can definitely watch it grow.
Oh, and you could change the world. I mean, and anyone out there, especially, well, let me ask you this, because people can make donations. I've been to the website, right? If someone wants to donate, they could donate either with, you know, capital, cash, their time. You know, it's not just clothes, right? It's
exactly. Well, they can definitely donate monetarily. Network for Good, we have a button there that you can go on, and to make sure, of course, it's designated to Los Angeles, just because there's so many other offices. And then they can donate their time, which we are in much need of. And then it's very flexible, the type of volunteer opportunities that we have. And then, of course, clothes, as long as they're business casual and they don't have to be dry cleaned, they can just drop it off here as well.
Yeah, and we talk about that. We had some fashion expert stylists in here saying, you know, twice a year you want to go through and clean out your closet, because there's so many things in there that other people can benefit from, and if it's just sitting there and collecting dust, I mean, you got to give it away.
Yeah, it feels good. People oftentimes like to go shopping, and whether it be retail therapy, and the good part is if they're going to clean out their closet, might as well give back the clothes to those less fortunate, and then have them save the money that they're just earning for, most of our clients, actually, they're primarily single moms, so that first paycheck is really essential as far as even just buying the basic essentials or supporting their children. So if we can even help out with just clothes, that's instrumental to kind of get them back on their feet.
Yeah, you got to do that, people. I mean, I do that every year. Every year you want to be giving things away, because there's so many people out there that are less fortunate than you. I mean, you're seeing this all the time, right? Now, the folks, they come to you. You're down on Hill Street, right? I know the location. They physically come to you, right? You have a warehouse, and you have like a physical location for the women.
Yeah, everything is under one building in South Hill. And as far as how they learn about us, they are referred by one of our 180 referral agencies. So we work with different agencies throughout Los Angeles, whether it be a domestic violence shelter, a homeless shelter, maybe it's a work source center. And primarily they're working with women who are job ready and want to land a job. And they refer them to come to Dress for Success. Normally, their first entry is our suiting program, and then after that, we let them know about our other services, like going to our career center or perhaps signing up for our Going Places Network or professional women's group.
And you know what I see happening here, because I've taught in domestic violence shelters. I personally taught, I don't know, a lot of children, a lot of women, and what all this does, everything that Dress for Success does, the empowerment creates confidence, and the confidence is what changes the world. I believe that. I mean, you're empowering these women, not just giving them some clothes. You're basically, you know, instilling in them the confidence to go make it happen, because it starts with feeling good about yourself. And if you're dressed properly and you got the right, you know, tools in your mind, and you've been educated. Because a lot of these women, I mean, I know that I've taught, I mean, the confidence wasn't there. And just even with yoga, they've developed confidence. But now you folks are saying, hey, we're going to help you every step of the way. We have a network. So it's not like they're kind of flying out there alone, right? You're still there for them once they get started with work. And that's what you're about, right? You're kind of continuing to support them and being a resource.
Right. And you've definitely nailed it. I think, like with anything in life, confidence can take you very far. And then after that, you know, I'm sure once a woman is in a nice suit, or frankly anyone really that's in nice threads, that helps with their confidence. But now you really need the skill set in order to land the job and also keep it. So that's where we come in. So we are there, again, in every phase of a woman's career, from being unemployed to searching, whether they're recently employed and they're adjusting, or they're gainfully employed and succeeding. And we provide them the skill sets, again, that they either can come to our career center or participate in our workshops. And the added bonus is, of course, building this network with other women that they can rely on to share best practices and resources out in the community, as well as the professionals that we introduce them to.
No doubt. And it's very circular because you're talking about, what, about 800,000 women so far? But you're talking children. I mean, there's probably over a million that hopefully in their lifetime, right, they're going to be impacting people around them. So it's almost like, you know, it's more than that. It's millions of people now who know about it and can give back.
That's true. So when you're talking about the women that we've served internationally, over 775,000, it's definitely not just the women that we're impacting, because ultimately we are also helping families get back on their feet. And then the great part is once they feel a little bit more secure, then they can keep having that domino effect where they give back to the community. And that's ultimately what we're also trying to teach our women. In fact, actually part of our professional women's group program, we have a CAP program where we ask the women, okay, now that you're employed and you're, you know, a little bit more stable, let's come up with a community service project that the group can come together and contribute. And so that's something that we do once a year as well.
I love it. It's like an extended family. And
talk
about the family. I mean, once these women are empowered, they pass it on to their children, who pass it on to their friends. I mean, it really is something that's like a domino effect, what you said. So hey, folks, if you go to the website, dressforsuccess.org, please give some money if you're able to give some clothes. I mean, there's so many ways to help out. Now, volunteering, let's talk about upcoming events. You guys are always doing something.
Yes, we're secretly an event production company in the disguise of a nonprofit. So specifically for Los Angeles, our biggest fundraiser is called Shop for Success, and it's all the details is on shopforsuccessla.com. And it's an opportunity for people to get their holiday shopping done early, and then of course they get designer deals up to 70% off. And what we do is we take over an empty storefront. So for instance, the location that we're going to be in is at the old BB store on 1000 Westwood Boulevard in Westwood Village. And on November 20th through the 23rd, for 4 days, we are going to take over the storefront and sell designer clothes. Provide a great deal to the shoppers, and the departments are varied, everything from women's to eco to shoes, plus size men's. And people have an opportunity to access items that normally they would spend hundreds on, but maybe they'll find something that would normally would be $300, but in our store it would be $50. So it's a win-win for everyone, definitely.
Well, and that's where UCLA is, folks. It's a great little part of town, Westwood Village. Yeah, I know exactly where that is, 20th to the 24th. Wow, that's really cool. You could buy some things really inexpensive, and you're helping, and I like that. So how often do you take over a storefront?
Once a year, and it's a rare, I don't think I've actually ever even seen this, but it's a rare opportunity where when people say shop for a cause, it truly is shopping for a cause, because 100% of the proceeds go back to the nonprofit. So oftentimes you probably might see like 5 or 10%, but truly it's 100%. And we have a very lean staff, but we definitely work really hard and we're very volunteer run. So the putting on this event is very volunteer driven. And for the people that are, you know, really into fashion, are into French Connection and Tory Burch and David Meister, whatever other brands that they are drawn to, when you go on our website, we'll list over 100 brands. And it's pretty much first come, first serve, and most of them are brand new, and then we have a vintage section as well. So it's fun.
Wow. I love that. Tory Burch vintage sections. Holy cow. I'm a big fan of women's fashion. So
we'll have a men's department. I don't want to leave you out. So
yeah.
Just know that there will be something for you as well.
There's something for me. Really cool. Let me ask you about that, though, for men. I know you help a lot of women, and I'm all about that, women and children, because I mean, that's really the foundation of the family, I believe. So what about men? I mean, is there like a future initiative to help perhaps, you know, where I could give you clothes for men?
So we specifically focus on women, and as far as the future plans expanding, I'm not aware of that, although there are some great organizations out there. I believe Close the Deal, based in Los Angeles, and perhaps there's more that strictly focus on servicing men. So
I think that makes
sense. We
usually
get those referrals and we kind of send them out to specific organizations.
Right. No, I think that makes sense, because the women, it's almost like a club where they're all interacting with each other. You relate, whatever, and you throw a couple guys in there. They mess it all up. Forget it. Guys will muck it up. No, but so let's talk a little bit about you're always volunteering, right? You're doing things above and beyond. You got the President's Award, the YWCA. I'm familiar with the one in Glendale, the YWCA over there. So you're doing all sorts of things, right? I mean, you're with volunteering. You've been your whole life seems like it's been in the volunteer world.
I am a bit of a cause geek.
A cause geek. I love that.
I love giving back. I just think it's just rewarding. I mean, I also love quotes, but I think Winston Churchill said it best, that you make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And so ultimately, if you're going to have waking hours, you might as well spend it in giving back. And truly, I think that's what makes my life very fulfilling and rich, is that I can look back and say I've lived a full life and it is truly led based on service. So whether that be just on my free time, which I love to volunteer, but also the career path that I've chosen is to try to align myself with organizations or companies that are set up to be part of the solution, really.
Well, I love that. Hey, folks, take heed, because Rena is right. Be part of the solution. Give back. You feel good when you're giving. I mean, give what you can, okay? If you don't have the cash, then give something else. Give your time. Yeah, so in terms of volunteering, would they, again, go to the website and contact you via email, make a phone call? If they said, hey, I have time, how do they go about that?
The option. So the main website is dressforsuccess.org, and then there you'll see lots of options as far as how to get involved. On the top right is where you specifically can click to donate online. But as far as if you want to go directly to our website, it's dressforsuccess.org/worldwidewest. And from there, the menu of options, you can find the volunteer tab. And the opportunities are definitely varied. So for people that are into fashion, they can come in as a personal shopper or stylist, and they get that one-on-one interaction styling a client, which actually is very fulfilling. And I see a client come in with her head down, and then after an hour, she's radiant and confident. She had a really good conversation with our stylist and feels better about the path and journey that she's on. So that's a very rewarding experience. People can come in, honestly, once a month, or if they decide, they can come in once every quarter. Then we also have career coach opportunities for people that are interested in more of like career development. We have that flexibility, again, working with people's schedules. And you don't need to have that as your professional background. Then all the way that we're always looking for volunteers for events or programs, even helping out with skills-based volunteering like marketing or IT. So there's an opportunity for everyone, and we're flexible with the schedule. And we do trainings twice a month, and all the information is online.
Guys, go check it out. You got to spread the love. There's no doubt in life. You got to spread the love and spread some time that you can afford. Whatever you can afford, give back. No, it's a great organization. You know, I've known of you folks, but I went to the event at the W and the Hollywood W, and you're drawn to it. You're just drawn to it. So if you've never seen anything going on with Dress for Success out in the public, folks, go to the website. I'm telling you, it will impact your life and you will help others. I love it. So, Rena, let me ask you this. We do, with every guest, you are a guest. I do what's called the Fast Five, because I know you got to run. And the Fast Five is five quick questions. Give us a little flavor of your personality. So, are you ready?
Okay,
here we go. Number one, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Chocolate.
Ooh, you're quick on that one, huh? Awesome. All right, number two, tropical island or New York City?
Ooh, New York City.
Really? Okay. Have you spent any time, were you in New York? Do you live in New York before?
I really just love the energy of New York. I obviously can thrive in an urban jungle living in Los Angeles, and I think metropolitan cities have so much to offer as far as if you're driven to create positive impact. And I'm not saying island folks aren't. I think there's something very beautiful about having a slower paced lifestyle, but I'm also drawn to big cities because I feel that that's where a lot of collaborations can happen. Mm-hmm. And so therefore I'm drawn.
You're
more
drawn
to the city energy.
Yeah, me too. Here we go. Number three, ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Ancient Rome.
I know that one is, that's a tricky one too, but ancient Rome is
I'm like, Yeah, maybe it's just because I'm not that comfortable rocking some cowboy boots that I just lean towards the room.
Yeah, room. There you go. All right, here we go. This will give us a little flavor. Number four is tearjerker or action thriller?
You know what's great is you can mix both. So Bourne Identity series is like in my top movies of all time, and I feel like that mixes a great action and suspense, but there's still an emotional component to it.
Yeah.
So if I could combine both, I think that would be ideal.
How about that? But you can't. You got to pick one.
Okay, fine. All right. I'll lean towards action as long as it's like not too gory or violent.
Well, nowadays, I don't know, we do Movie Mondays, and the last couple of weeks we've been reviewing. We did John Wick. I mean, there's all these action movies. It's like all blood, and it's all killings now because I think the graphics, the computer graphics, they're so good with it. But we're seeing
that's
too
true,
much.
But Bourne Identity, seriously, they can't go wrong.
No.
I just love the whole,
yeah,
everything,
right.
All the movies.
Yeah, you're right there. Those are great. All right, number five is Candlelight Dinner or Picnic in the Park?
Picnic in the Park.
Oh, awesome.
All about nature.
All about, well, you're all about sustainability, right?
On one hand, I said Picnic in the Park because I want to be out in nature, but on the other, I also said that I love the energy in the big city. So
yeah.
I suppose that's what's great about being diverse is...
Yeah, well, yeah. You like the nature, but you also like to put that suit on. I mean, you're all in the world of suits, so yeah, no, that's good. Well, hey, Rena, thank you so much. Guys, check it out again. It's dressforsuccess.org. Give whatever you can. Donate your time. Rena's there. She runs the show. She's awesome. So, hey, Rena, thanks so much for coming on. I mean, I love what you guys are doing. Keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks so much for your time. And your background is super impressive. So I appreciate the fact that you have created this platform for people to be able to share their passions and to be able to get back. So I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys show up on November 20th through the 24th, Westwood Village. It's 1000. That was the address, right? 1000 Westwood Boulevard.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's check it out. I'll be there. Reno will be there. And buy some clothes cheap, support the foundation, and give back. So, Rena, thank you very much. I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. There you go, guys. I'll tell you. I mean, I'm all about, let me see, what's going on? There's something in front of my screen. Let that go. I'm all about that. I mean, you really can. You can give back. You can empower people. It's not about yourself. Try not to be selfish. This is the perfect time of year to give back. Whether it's your time, whether it's a little bit of money, I mean, whatever. I mean, you got to do that. So there you go. Perfect platform, especially to empower women and children, because it affects the whole family. And guys, you know, same thing. She said they're working with other organizations. So if you have some clothes and your wife's going to be given, give her the clothes. Let her take them down there and do it. You definitely will feel better about yourself because you're going to help someone. You're going to change someone's life. All right. On that note, we are going to go over to the Get Your Shit Together Award. Not going to forget that today, guys. You give that out every day. Remember, I did the Get Your Shit Together podcast, 30 episodes. Got to give this one. Well, I can't believe it, really. Remember we did the story on Monday called The Disappearing Dad? This is the guy who, he was at the Denver Broncos game, Paul Kitterman. 53-year-old guy. Remember Thursday night at the Denver Broncos, first football game he ever went to, right? Then he disappeared. He was with his son, his stepson, who they went to the bathroom at halftime, but the father never returned to his seat. So, I mean, it's been the first 3 days, and we got the story on Monday. I mean, the family was all like, what? They couldn't believe it. They didn't know what happened to this guy. They were checking everything, the hospitals, the jails. They couldn't find this guy. Well, guess what? He resurfaced 110 miles away. I mean, I can't believe this guy, right? He hitchhiked and walked to Pueblo, Colorado from Denver. I mean, what the hell is this guy thinking? I mean, he told police, it's crazy. You know what he said? He had his fill of football. Hey, Paul, what are you thinking? I mean, it's a lot of time and money and energy spent worrying about you finding you. Well, the good news was there was no foul play suspected, but come on. You got to get your shit together. Now, the guy only had $50 in his pocket, no phone or credit cards. But you just leave? You leave a stadium? And it's nighttime, and that sounds absurd to me. So we got to give him the award. We got to give old Paul, we got to give him the award because you got to get your shit together. You cannot do that. Everybody's worried about you. We're spending resources. So there you go. Nice and easy. You know, folks, be conscious. Be thinking about other people because it's not just about you, right? Especially this guy. It's about other people. So same thing, dress for success. It's about other people, helping other people. Be conscious in the universe. Don't just think about yourself because it doesn't work that way. It's not just about you. There you go. That's our show for today, folks. What you think? Love Talking Arena, great energy there. And yeah, support the foundation if you can. And tune in tomorrow. We're going to meet the owners of Vault CrossFit. You know, I'm not a CrossFitter myself, but it's all the rage. So we're going to learn about that because I'm curious myself. Yeah, my publicist says I should be taking some classes over there. I don't know, but we are going to check it out. So check that out as well as my website, richtola.com, where you can see these shows we post. I post every day, blog, and there's the Rich Picks, right? Little tidbits that you can sample of previous shows. Love it. Or latalkradio.com/Tola Talks in the archives. There you go. Well, I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.